Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, who's got another fabulous scripture.
For fabulous Good Friday.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes. And it is from Jeremiah 46:27. Jeremiah 46:27 says, "Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant. Do not be dismayed, Israel."
Yes.
"I will surely save you out of a distant place, your descendants from the land of their exile. Jacob will again have peace and security, and no one will make him afraid." Very similar to one that we'd already read, but God has a way of letting you know because he just keeps bringing them up.
But if he's putting scriptures in there 365 times about don't be afraid.
That's really...
Do not fear.
Mm.
He wants us to get it.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You're so good to us. On today's program, we're going to discuss overcoming mistakes. Simple question.
All right.
Have you ever made a mistake? If you say no, I suggest you get down on your knees and ask God to forgive you for stretching the truth.
Mm.
Everybody's made a mistake at one time or another. James 3:2, New Century Version. We all make many mistakes. If people never said anything wrong, they'd be perfect and able to control their entire selves too.
Mm.
See, even the scriptures say we all make mistakes. So we want to ask you a few questions. For instance, have you ever made a mistake in a relationship? Was it something you said, but sadly there was no way to recall those words once they left your lips? Have you ever mistakenly depressed the send button on an email or accidentally posted something on Facebook or released a tweet on Twitter you wish could fly back into your computer? Have you ever bought something you knew was a mistake, something you couldn't afford and could have done without? Have you ever made a mistake on the job, a big one, where you were only the only one responsible for the mess up?
Ooh.
As God stirred this teaching in our spirits, he gave us 7 things to do when you make a mistake.
That's it. Number one, if you mess up, fess up.
Yes.
We like saying that. We explained to our children and co-workers over time and anybody who would listen that if you ever make a mistake, just tell us. Don't try to cover it up, and especially, don't lie about it. Proverbs 28:13 in the Living Bible offers some great advice that we need to listen to. It says, "A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful, but if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance."
Hallelujah.
The best approach, in fact, the scriptural approach, is just to fess up when we make a mistake.
Yes.
1 John 1:9-10. 1 John 1:9-10 of the Living Bible says, "But if we confess our sins to him, he can be depended on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. And it is perfectly proper for God to do this for us because Christ died to wash away our sins."
Yes.
"If we claim we have not sinned, we are lying and calling God a liar, for he says we have sinned." Wow, that's powerful.
Well, it is.
A lot of times we quote, 1 John 1:9, but we forget to quote 1 John 1:10.
Yeah, we do. Number two, write down exactly what happened. It's important to recall every step you took and or decision you made which precipitated the mistake. Exodus 17:13-14 in the Living Bible. As a result, Joshua and his troops crushed the army of Amalek, putting them to the sword. Then the Lord instructed Moses, "Write this into a permanent record to be remembered forever, and announce to Joshua that I will utterly blot out every trace of Amalek."
Amalek. Yeah, wow.
If you make a mistake, write down exactly what happened. Don't sugarcoat or whitewash your written scenario, as you really can't hide anything from God. We have a revelation for you. If you made a mistake, he already knows it. Job 23:10, Living Bible. When he knows every detail of what is happening to me, when he has examined me, he will pronounce me completely innocent, as pure as solid gold.
Wow.
We need to fully understand what caused the mistake and why it happened. Was the mistake beyond our control or ability to handle?
Good question. Number three, ask yourself, what's the worst thing that's likely to happen as a result of this mistake? This is pretty important because most often the reality, the consequence of the mistake, isn't as bad as the mental fears that we create after it's happened. If your attitude is right, and if you're properly analyzed why the mistake happened and how it can be avoided in the future, you know what? You learned something and you're going to survive this ordeal. Maybe your employer will view things the way that Thomas J. Watson, the founder of IBM, did over an employee who made a very expensive mistake. This is way back in time. He said, recently I was asked if I was going to fire an employee who made a mistake that cost the company $600,000. Now you're talking way back.
Way back.
And that would have been a lot of money, and it still is today. But he said, no, I replied, I just spent $600,000 training him. Why would I want somebody to hire his experience? That's a good
attitude. You gotta love it.
You gotta love that attitude that gentleman had. However, regardless of how your company handles mistakes, you have the confidence that God has your back.
Yes.
You also know that everything the enemy takes from you must be repaid sevenfold. And if you don't believe us, read Proverbs 6:31. Proverbs 6:31, if the thief be found, and we know who the thief, and you know who the thief really is. Ecclesiastes 10:4, New Living Translation says, if your boss is angry at you, don't quit. A quiet spirit can overcome even great mistakes.
Wow.
Good advice.
Yes. Number four, inform your supervisor or any other involved parties. Immediately inform your supervisor. Don't let a fearful yet unfounded anticipation of your supervisor's reaction hinder your advising them of what happened. You never want your supervisor approaching you about a mistake because it appears that you have something to hide. Tell the truth. Don't talk too much and trying to justify your mistake. Proverbs 17:27-28 in the Living Bible. A man of few words and a settled mind is wise. Therefore, even a fool is thought to be wise when he is silent.
That's so interesting.
It pays him to keep his mouth shut.
That is good advice.
Profound.
Number five, profound, exactly. Apologize, seek forgiveness, and reveal steps you're taking to avoid making the mistake again. It's not just enough to inform your supervisor or other involved parties that you made a mistake. You need to ask for their forgiveness. If they accept your offer, make sure you express your appreciation for their kindness and understanding in the matter. You should also take the steps necessary to implement a solution so this mistake will never happen again. In other words, you need to be proactive with your suggestions. By offering positive suggestions for change, you can determine how you are viewed by how you responded to the mistake. You can turn a lemon into lemonade.
Yes.
Psalm 19:12, Classic Amplified says, who can discern his lapses and errors? Clear me from hidden and unconscious faults.
Number six. Decide how to turn the problem into a possibility. Ask yourself, if there's anything good that can come out of your mistake in the process that follows. Carly Ferona, former president of Hewlett-Packard and a one-time Senate candidate in California, said, do not be afraid to make decisions. Do not be afraid to make mistakes. That's good. It's significant that vulcanized rubber, Post-it notes, silly putty, the slinky, chocolate chip cookies, and penicillin were all created by mistakes.
That's right.
In 1866, a pharmacist named John Pemberton thought he had was cooking up a medicinal syrup in a large brass kettle slung over an open fire as he stirred it with an oar. Pemberton thought he was creating a tonic for people who were tired, nervous, or plagued with sore teeth. Well, Coke didn't make it as a medicine and wasn't even an instant success as a beverage. In the first year, Pemberton spent $73.96 promoting the new product, but he only managed to sell $50 worth. Today, people consume more, and the key word is more, than 1 billion Cokes a day.
Mm.
Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose.
Wow. Number 7, use your experience to be more tolerant of others who make mistakes. Ooh, mercy is a good thing because you get the merciful receive mercy. As a result of your personal experience, purpose to change your heart and attitude toward others who make mistakes. It's important to forgive sincerely and quickly when you determine the other person approaches you with a repentant heart. Philippians 3, starting with verse 13, go through 15. Philippians 3, 13 through 15, Living Bible says, "No, dear brothers, I am still not all I should be, but I am bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." Good words from the Apostle Paul. One final thought. Allow God to turn your mistakes into opportunities for personal growth and development. Look to him and not at your past. Take your eyes off the rear view mirror.
That's powerful.
That is powerful.
It really
for sure.
Is. These are good thoughts to meditate on.
Yes.
As you were into Resurrection
weekend. Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's Friday, but Sunday's coming.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
That's a great sermon.
It is a great sermon.
Hallelujah. Well, it's Friday. But Sunday's coming.
We appreciate you so much. We love you so much.
Yes, we do.
We pray that you will, have an incredible experience over Resurrection weekend.
Yes.
Be blessed. Be touched by the Lord.
Join us again tomorrow morning.
That's it.
At 8:30. And on Sunday, 8:30
yes.
morning. Huh. Sunday morning, 8:30. But Sunday at 6 p.m., Rich Thoughts TV.
That's right.
There are three different streaming channels you can watch it on.
Actually.
Four, that's right. You can watch it on
YouTube,
Facebook Live, at Brother Harold. You can watch it on SaviorConnect.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch it at HaroldHerring.com.
Yes.
Click the button that says...
Join Harold and Beth.
Yeah, that's right. And you can also watch it on YouTube.
That's it.
Just type in Harold Herring. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.